Hey world, how are you? This is Niyama Shang here, and I am just having a good time here. Today, I am pleased to be on the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity, and we help people leverage what makes them different to make their difference in the world. All right, I got a chance to spend some time now with Double S, who is coming in. Yay. Coming in. We're gonna go dive into his story and more and his experience, and just keep playing and just seeing how is he leveraging his outlier to make big things happen in the world. Let's do this. Double S, firstly, thank you for making the time to come out here and just talking and chilling.
For having me, man. Shit. Not every day opportunities like this come. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, man, not like I You know what, if you're good with this, I'd like to start off with how the impact you've had on me so far.
Let's
Yeah.
do it, man.
All right, cool. So we're just getting to know each other, right? Realistically. But one of the things that I get about you is, one, I feel like you're good in your own skin, right? This is who I am. This is how I be. This is me, you know? And there's two things about you. There's, I think, one, you're very good in your own skin, you're just you are who you are, but you're also really good at creating the space and the invitation for others to also just be them, right? There's a very there's a chillness to all that, but also an openness. So that's one. Two, how do I say it? I'll put it this way: you play a big game. And what I say by that here is in that way, we've talked. We'll talk more about your story overall. But what I get about you is you're not messing around. You can actually you go for things, you know. And you decide to create based on that. And that's part of what brought us into the conversation in the first place here. So I'm excited to get to know you more. I'm excited for our audience to get to know you. We'll be exploring what you do differently. I'll be really looking at that, and I think part of what just occurred to me, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be pretty easy on my part, because you're already playing that game, right? You walk out that way. And if we really have a good conversation, and you'll remember something about yourself that you forgot, right? And we'll play this game that way. How's that sound to you?
That sounds perfect, man. Let's do it. And I'm
All right, man.
interested.
All right, awesome. So Double S, let give us a chance to get to know you. Let us know your background. Take us to the beginning. Let us know who you are, right? And then I'll go and explore more about your journey from there.
That question is a bit deeper than meets the surface, but Double S. I also go by the name SQ. I'm a rising up and coming artist. I'm from Northwest London. I'm 19 years old. I like to think about myself like a life purist. I like to think that life is what you make it. You know what I mean? We're all gonna die one day. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would say, like we discussed off camera, you come from a math background. I would like to think I come from a math background as well. So, like growing up, everything to me was just numbers. So, naturally, I loved films like The Matrix, you know, understanding that life is just binary code, ones and zeros. So, growing up, like I don't want to say obsessed, but like I always wanted to talk to people that had like learning disabilities to understand how they see the world differently. Because some people look at that as, oh, you're, well, some people would say, oh, you're retarded or you're this or, you know what I mean? But I'm looking at it like something happened to you before you came into this world. Let's see how you observe the world different to everyone else. Because everyone else, they're going to go to their 9 to 5 for the next 60 years and work for their pension. And then when they're 90 and they can't move a muscle, they're going to go spend all that money. You get what I'm saying? Whereas you're not going to have that life. And you get what I'm saying? So I want to know what's so special about you? What makes you tick left to right? So I would say that's one of my biggest qualities. I'm always interested in shit that other people just turn a blind eye to. And I would say growing up, like going through some stuff and just experiencing what life has to throw at me, I start to look at myself more as like a entity or a spirit rather than a person. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, I feel in my own skin. It's my skin, isn't it? I'm not gonna get another one. If I don't brush my teeth and they get brown, it's my teeth. I'm gonna have to live it in my mouth, no matter what someone else says. Or If my hair is raggy or my clothes are dirty, yes, it's on my body. So everyone else's opinion doesn't really matter when you get down to the core of it. You get me? But yeah, man.
I feel you, and what you'll find is that is this. You might ask like, you know, or like, do you get me? And just, you know, every time you ask that, I'm gonna answer it honestly. Like, I'd be like, no, I don't get you, or be like, yep, totally following. Let's go. All right, just give me a heads up, because that's one of the interesting things about being in conversation with me. Like I'll ask someone's like, oh, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'll slow down and actually like, well, today, like we'll get into it, right? So I met you. I want to give people chances to see. Like, I haven't had too many people who were under the age of 20 on my podcast, right? And so like, so even that like feels like, for a show where I'm going out specifically to find outliers and share more about their experience and such, there's an outlier part of that as well. So I want to just get a sense as to like, what brought you here? I connected with you through your podcast, or because of your podcast, so you can let people know about that as well, in case like they want to go find out more and such. But I want to get like tell like help me see like, how do you get where you are?
How did I get where I am? So, like we mentioned in the episode that wasn't on camera, my dad's been a businessman my whole entire life. So growing up, my dad is very like quiet. Like I would say from the ages of 1 to what like 9, 10 before we went to jail, we had no relationship. Like that was my dad and I loved him, but I didn't know anything about him. Like he was so busy working on the grind to accomplish financial freedom and throwing us as his children little gems along the way. But we're so, restricted, tunnel vision on this 9 to 5 high school, college, university bullshit. So we didn't really pick it up. And then when he went to jail, my observation on life changed. So the answer to your question, how did I get here? So I would say the first big shit that I heard, my dad went to the one of them the first YouTube seminar like 2, 3 weeks before they opened YouTube, and he came back and he was talking about it. And I remember as a little kid, like YouTube was so fucking fascinating for some weird reason. Like some weirdo just uploaded some shit and they got 30 mil. To other people, oh, I'm gonna like it, I'm gonna subscribe. I wanna know like 13 mil is equal to how much? Because he keeps doing it. So there must be a method to the madness, innit? There must be a method to the madness. So yeah, I'd say from YouTube really popped like 2012, I would say. 2012, that's when like you started getting your everyday YouTubers and vloggers and all that stupid shit. So I was always interested in YouTube, right? Always starting a YouTube channel, whether it's recording GTA or, you know what I mean? And then my big brother Mike C, who we're definitely going to talk about later on, another one of my big influences, my big brother. He did a podcast in like late 2016. So I was like 11 at this time. And he spent like £1,000 on the camera, bought the tripod, bought all this shit. He was like, I don't know who the fuck is gonna edit this shit because he didn't know how to edit. No, none of us knew how to edit. So I remember I just got the SD card, I put it in someone's MacBook that they lent me, and I downloaded Filmora. Them days it was you get like a 10-day free trial. And for 10 days I'm learning everything and then edited 2 videos and then kept going to now where I know how to use Adobe Premiere Pro like the back of my hand. So, like, just being self-taught, like, realizing that in this game called life, no one is going to save you. So, if you don't, like, kind of get a move on, next thing you know, you wake up and you're 27 and you've got 2 kids and you're in debt for the rest of your life. Like, who the fuck wants to live like that, you know? Because, man, from the day I was born, like, I really understood stuff, like, to a deeper level. So, like, even when they used to talk about, I went to a Catholic school. Catholic primary school. So they used to talk Jesus dying and Jesus resurrecting. But to me, I'm just seeing life and death. That's all it. When you resurrect, you return to life. And when you're dead, you're just dead. And I can't speak to dead people. I don't know nothing about them. All I know is that for every dead person in the world, if they planted a tree, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in right now. Because think about how big a graveyard is. Someone could live there. Homeless people need somewhere to live, but we're too busy worried about death. Everyone's got tattoos or crosses. If Jesus died on the cross, then the cross symbolizes the living dead. So you wearing the cross is saying, I'm a part of the living dead, the part of the dead. Like, you know, in the films, the zombies that walk like that. Nah, in real life, it's the people that are subjected to go to work because they don't have any other choice, because they can't think outside of the box. They were taught to think in. So,
Let me ask you then this question here, right? On this path of like not thinking out of the box, you yourself think out of the box here. You mentioned earlier that you're an artist, right? What brought you like tell us a bit about like the like your artistry. Let me find out more about that.
my artistry. So how that even came about is, so after my dad went to jail, I went through this like mad type of like, because I was 9 years old, but I fully understood the repercussions of where he is, what could happen, and how this could impact my life. So but I'm not a talker like I am now. It's through years of development that got me here to the point where I can hold a conversation with you. At my core, I'm a shy person. I don't really talk. I just bun my ganja and I'm in the corner with the hoodie on. So, yeah, there was a lot going on, a lot of emotions got riling up as I drifted into my early teenage years. And I just never told anyone about it because I just didn't know how to communicate. I could know how to, process all these complex things, but I didn't know how to talk about my emotions. Like, that's how it turned off, like, feeling first dimensional was to me. You know what I mean? I looked at everything so deep I couldn't see the first layer. So yeah, and then I think when I was about 14, yeah, when I was about 14, started writing. I remember the day I started writing, it was the November the 6th, 2018. And I still got the books over there. I bought seven of them big journals from Amazon. And I remember from, so I started November 6th. By like November 12th, all of them were filled because I had so much thoughts going through my mind and so much different scenarios that my brain had made. And I just needed a beat or an instrumental just to jot it down to and just create something out of it. Music is creation, it's life forever, you know? Yeah.
Got you. So wait, so take me here. So you're in a place right now. I have a feeling I'm gonna have like there can be some times where you're gonna say some things that they're gonna sound just poetic. You know, I'm like, I love how you said like you were able to see things, something along the lines of you're able to see things so deep that you couldn't see that first layer, you know. And so that kept you from being able to like look at things from a certain place, and then you got to a place where you found like writing was working for you, and you could hear the music and things like that, right? Tell me here, like, what was like the take us up to now. So like you started writing in 2018, you started hearing like the music coming behind it, right? Let's fast forward us up to now. So it's been about like 6 years, 5, 6 years since then. Like, what's going on for you now?
For me now, as a matter of fact, bro, from like 2 3 weeks ago, I fucking finally sorted out my whole publishing deal. Car,
Nice.
me at one point, I was so focused on the music that I would let almost anyone that, spoke two good sentences and made it sound nice just handle the business side of it. So that would end up fucking me in the long run. But, being 16 and just, you don't know which way to go in life. You're just, oh, do I go chase the bag or do I do this or do I do that? Or, you know what I mean? You don't know where to put all your eggs. So, yeah, man. With the music right now, I'm what, two mixtapes in. I release singles like every 3 months. Like I said, I've just been working on the business side of it. So as of lately, I've been working on controlling my masters, publishing, making sure all the beat makers have their percentages in the future for royalties and all this shit, all this CEO shit. Ah, bro, it's been a headache. It's been a headache. Because just
Yes.
as a kid, I was always trying to cut corners. So if that meant not paying this beat maker or doing that just so I can get 100,000 views in 2 days, then let's do it. Not thinking now, as the 19-year-old, you gotta pay for that. So it's a lot of counting over old steps, but yeah, The music works. I mean, man, I'll be real. The
Yeah.
music works.
So we're gonna play on like on all this here. You started talking here about like it's a lot of work, you know. And before we came on here, like we're talking about like my entrepreneurial journey, and you know, recently just like slowing down and just being like, all right, like this is what a business is, you know, it's a lot of work, you know. So tell me here, because like you're doing this work here, it feels like there's a like a difference. You're like the person you are now is not the person you were at 16, you know, at least when it comes to like you had to step into like the CEO thing. So let's talk about now CEO to CEO a little bit here. Like as you're dealing with things and you have to like learn new things and you run into different challenges, like what are your ways of being able to handle like the challenges or difficulties that come up as you're learning all these new things?
One thing I would say, first things first, to anyone that's listening to this that's from the ages of 14 all the way to about 34, you want to try go like you want to focus on semen retention first. Because from the second you hold your life force, it's like you're fucking super safe, bro. Like you just have ultra instinct, basically, you know. So it's like I always try use shit that's built on us. Like our bodies are machines, bro. Like think, how the fuck were people thousands of years ago not dying at 30, but the kids these days are dying at 50 and 20 from health-related causes. So it's obviously what we eat, and what you eat is what you are. That's what I believe. So yeah, sorry, I just completely just went off topic, but I'll be
That's
rambling.
okay. Yeah, but I got you. So let's bring it back in, right? So see the CEO to CEO, like when you're taking on new things here, right? So she's you they came in, you started doing the music, you had the music side thing down, and now I'm here, like now you're really being like aware of the business of music, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit about that. Like tell me about some like you talked about like some challenges you had gone through, some like you're like, yeah, I had some, we had some mess ups and things like that. Like take us to some to one of those along your way, and then let me know how like what you did to overcome it.
With the music, because the music, because you only get paid, well, it depends. If you distribute your music, you get paid on a monthly basis. If you only own the rights to your music, you get paid on like a every 4 months type shit, every 6 months. So I feel like artist to CEO, the message is you want to make sure that your music is played as much as possible. So when that check comes in, it's as fat as possible. So not being the person in the distribution seat, but being the person in the right seat. So the person that's distributing it, they're getting their money every 30 days. Whereas me, the writer, the producer, the did, I'm only getting my money every 6 months. So this person's kicking off all this money that I've been making, whereas I've got to wait 6 months. So, I mean, just being young, you're always thinking like, yo, there must be more to do. Like, there must be another level to get up. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want the bronze or the silver or the gold. Like, I just want to own the whole, the thing that they're standing on, the mantelpiece. You get what I'm saying? Because what makes you think I want a trophy? I want to be so good that I don't deserve a trophy, bro. A trophy doesn't deserve me. Like, I'm that big of myself. Just name a trophy after me. Fuck it. Why not? Name this whole arena after me. And even that, that's still not good enough for me. I don't even need a country named after me. I want the whole fucking, I want the world to be named after me, innit? Cause that's the way I look at life, innit? That's all I can say.
That's awesome, man. So let's play this out here. Yeah, we're an outlier says I like to see like what are the things like I talk about like leveraging what makes you different to make your difference in the world, right? So like tell me here, like as your career keeps going, as things keep growing out here, like if you took this out to like the furthest that you could see it, like where would you want things to be for you? And this is interesting because you just talked about it's like just I'm realizing it's like that question's coming right after you said like you can name an arena after me, I wouldn't care. So I'd be really curious about like what it is that you do care about. What's the thing that like keeps you going? What with this?
I mean, I feel like when you look at something, you have to look at it as, is it for now or is it forever? You know what I'm saying? Like, you might love your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband, but is this for now or is this forever? You know what I'm saying? Like, after I'm dead in the grave, are you gonna come to my my gravesite with the flowers and plant a seed in my memory and make this tree bloom for as long as you possibly live. Is it for now? Is it forever? You get what I'm saying? So, I've always tried to do stuff that point me to forever because, I feel like we get caught up in the now. Like we care about what rapper was lit now, and that's what I feel like hip hop is. Hip hop is who's lit right now, who's got the best 10-year run, and then after that, you're broke, and then you're begging people for money in 20 years. It's recycled old nonsense. And that's why I feel like a lot of people get they get consumed up in the heat that comes off the garbage rather than actually trying to remove themselves from it and make their own fire. But what motivates me, you know what it is, it's just getting more shit done. Like you can never have enough shit done. Like so yeah, like I said, it started from me editing my brother's podcast and then it turned into me editing my own music videos and then it turned into me starting to edit my own documentary. So there's always levels to this shit. So if you're not always trying to outdo yourself, then someone's gonna come and outdo you. And if you're okay with being outdone, then fuck you, because that's not good enough for me, innit? I have to be the best. That's even after I'm dead, car. You know, you might have a favorite artist. I might have a favorite artist, but some people don't want to hear them in the same breath as the Michael Jacksons or the Bob Marleys or the people that have stood the test of time. You know what I mean? But then even that, if you were to put them all in a group and ask who's the best, it's subjective. When I'm in an argument, I don't want it to be subjective. I want to be the clear-cut winner every single time, 10 out of 10. So that's
All
what
right.
motivates.
So this is gonna be, I'm gonna ask this question, it may not be answerable, so just know that, right? But you said something about like standing the test of time, right? What is it that about you and what you do that you feel like you're putting out in the world that you feel like, hey, this is what is going to continue to like stand the test of time. Like there may be a bunch of different things that happen, but like I'll probably be remembered for the way it for this thing, you know? And I know that like we're not putting you in a box to stay on that for the rest of your life, but I am kind of curious about like as you look at it right now, what comes to mind for you?
What comes to mind for me is, I think we live in a time now where people have been given shit for so long that they've learned to accept it. So I don't care if I'm producing the best quality I can at the best rate I can, and it's not getting what it needs to get right now. That's okay. Like I said, I'm on the forever thing. So whether it takes me 5 years, 7 years of daily grinding, weekly, monthly grinding to get where I'm gonna get there. And my foundation's gonna be more solid than someone who had it and then blew up overnight. That's cool. You can have your moment. That's not my moment, innit? So that's all I ever wanted people to know is like, yeah, you might have your day, but I'm gonna have the decade after you have your days. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I look at it, like time. We can never get enough time in the day, you know? But I feel like a lot of these days, if you're not doing something, then you're wasting your time, you know? Because your time's very valuable. Because when you're working a 9-to-5, you're an entrepreneur, and someone wants to take you away from what you want to do, you give them a price because you value your money as your time as money. You get what I'm saying? So imagine it was the other way around. Imagine my money was my time. But then I'd win, wouldn't I? You know what I mean? And I'd win. So I would definitely say that. Yeah, just I'm on the forever thing.
I heard
It's I'm
someone.
well,
I'm not
go
from
on, go.
good.
Right, go ahead.
No, I heard someone say something that money is just a vehicle of time, like a container of time, right? And the way that they put it was like, if you have money, then you can pay like other people to use their time toward your behalf, you know? Or you could, you want to get that, you want to get a car or something like that. If you have money, you can get the car now. If you don't, then you have to wait 10 years, save up for it, and then go get it. And so there's something there that's playing out for me as you're talking here around like you said, I want my money to be my time. I actually hear things that line up with that quite often, you know, or at least not quite often. I don't think that's fair. I say it to myself, I guess is probably it. Like I keep I like that quote has stuck with me over the years, you know? Yeah. So as you're talking, I
It
go ahead,
has
double
to.
S.
It has to, man. Like, that's just the way it goes, isn't it? That's nah. It's crazy, bro, but it's just what life is, isn't it?
So let me ask you this, like, so I don't know why this question is coming up right now, but I'm gonna ask you here. I probably will do both sides of this here,
Okay.
but like, yeah. So I guess like the I have this thing in my head that I'm like, in what ways are you like, as I'm asking the question here, I probably won't go here because like as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know if this is the way I want to go with it. Give me a
Just
second here.
ask.
Let me.
Any question, bro?
Yeah, no. It's a, so what I'm looking here is like I'm like is in that in the outlier part, right? So I'm like thinking about that right now and thinking to myself, all right, like we're having this conversation. Like you're 19 years old, and like in my mind, right? In my mind, that's a big thing, right? In my mind, it's like creating what you're creating at 19 and like going at it like you are is something big. What's happening simultaneously, the reason why like the questions start and then stop is because I'm like, but for you, it's like it's not like it's like you are I'm imagining this, but I'm like, you're just living your life, you know, and you happen to be 19 right now, right? And you know what it is too? It's not a life that hasn't had experiences, right? And so I heard someone say it's like it's not about the how old the car is, it's about the number of miles that it's driven, you know. So that's playing out here. So let me ask you here, like if someone else is listening to this and you know they're under 20 and they're like they have something going on for them, or they have like something that's burning in them that they want to get out into the world, or they're like, you know, they're finding their way to communicate. Like what would you say to them?
I mean, the one thing you have to fucking throw away first things first is your pride and ego. There's no pride and ego. There's competitiveness for sure, 100% competitiveness, but no pride in the ego. So being afraid to be laughed at, being afraid to be judged, that's out the window, first things first. And secondly, on top of my first point, I would say you just gotta get out there, man. Like this year alone, like I've tried so many new stuff. So I learned how to do kickboxing, like just new stuff. Like you can never learn too much. Whenever you think you know it all, try again, because you don't. There's going to be someone that knows more than you or had a better experience than you did. And you know what I mean? But I feel like people are not understanding that your body is one big computer. So everything you see, read, interpret, you become. So if you become a rat, of course you're going to be stuck in a rat race, because that's all you've aspired to be, your brain. So like when people say stuff like, "I hate yourself," you don't say stuff like that, because your body doesn't know the difference between a joke and the truth. And man don't play jokes when it comes to stuff. So even like if you had to call me in the morning over here, I don't say good morning. I say grand rising, because you mourn at a funeral. So I really project everything I say out loud. You get what I'm saying? You have to speak life. Like, so even on a day-to-day basis, like no one can call me 19 years old. I'm 19 years young. I'm not old. So even however old you are, you're not old. You're young. You know what I'm saying? But old, you're talking about that. You're pushing yourself over there. We're still young. We're holding on to life forever, innit? So it's all about the words that you say, for sure.
It's cool talking to you because I see like the nuance and depth that you bring into it, like and you know, like, so if you're good with this, I'm gonna keep outing myself as I go on, like, and like seeing like what am I thinking, and the reason I'm doing this is because I want to make sure I'm seeing you rather than like a picture that I'm making in my mind. Does that make sense? And you know, one of the things that keeps coming for me is like I'm enjoying the way that you put things, because I'm like, wow, that's so like, again, like I'm like, oh, that's so poetic, so on and so forth. I'm like, oh, but I'm glad that he's an artist, you know? And then I'm like, then another side of me is like, nah, this is him putting his like his skills out in the world. Like if I'm getting you, like this comes natural to you. That like there's a way that you put things, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. There's a way that you say things that feel, I said earlier, that feel poetic, that feel like they have like a, not like a rhythm, but like you know, you want to like write it down or something like that, you know? And it's cool to hear it. I gotta just thank you here. We're gonna have to start wrapping up here, but I have to thank you because you've given me a number of times in this conversation an opportunity to like, I don't know, check myself, you know, and to be here and make sure that as we're in the conversation, I'm both present and also like, yeah, I'm present, but I think it's like present to the moment. Normally, that's where I'm looking at, but like also present to you. And like, you know, I see you out there creating the world, and I'm like, all right, man, this is like, I'm glad and honored to have you be a part of this show here. We're about to wrap things up. If anyone wants to stay in your world, like, what's the best way for them to do it? What's the best way for them to find you? So on and so forth.
In my world, my Instagram's official SQ1.
Can you say that again? I just want to make sure it sound like it, the audio just went out.
My Instagram is official SQ1. That's OFFICAL SQ1. Same as my Snapchat. I don't use Twitter. I think Twitter's weird. My YouTube channel is SQ. Artist name is SQ. Hopefully we can sort out some links in the description so the people can find me a lot easier. Even when I do like the analytics search, that's where half the people get lost. Like if they can't find your shit in two clicks, they're not interested after a while, which is so sad. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll put that all in the description. And yeah, man, honestly, you can catch me anywhere. My podcast, the Masterclass podcast, just type in Double S and Zello, come up 17 episodes. We're getting ready to launch for season two real soon. And yeah, man, just out here trying to make real moves that matter in life, innit? Yeah, man.
I appreciate that. Well, then here, this is what we're going to do here because how you take this. I like to end each conversation with what I call the time capsule question, right? And like a number of times, like people come by and they'll say, "Hey, if you need to tell your you know the version of you 20 years earlier, you know what advice would you give them?" Right? And so the way I like to look at it, it's like, look. Instead of looking backwards, let's like you have wisdom right now, right? And there's something that you know that's important that and it's like almost like important because of exactly who you are right now. And some years later, it might be good for you to be reminded of this, you know, like as the rest of things go on. So what's the wisdom that you want to leave right now for your future self? Let's say that comes back in 15, 20 years. And just like needs to hear something. What's the thing that you can leave right now for yourself?
The wisdom, the first question I ask myself, well, I ask myself three questions every time I do it, so that's what I'm going to share with the people today. First question I ask myself is, what's in it for me? What can I gain? What can I lose? Because life's all about risk. Second thing that I ask myself is, does it really matter? Like, in the long run, does it really matter? So, I mean, that could be for anything. That means if you're having an argument with your sister or your uncle or your boss, like, does it really matter? Is it going to affect me in 10 years? If it does, then you should probably rethink how you've gone into that. And if it's not, drop that shit, man. Drop it like hot shit and just move on. And the last thing I tell myself is, if you had a chance to do it again, would you, if you had a chance to do it again, would your perception change on the second time round? But yeah, that's the way I look at life. That's the wisdom I got to give to the people. And remember that life is all about perspective, man. You just gotta turn the corner one, two times, you know, literally.
Yeah, there we go. Well, Double S, I appreciate you taking the time here today. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing more about you. Thank you for sharing how you see the world here. I am, yeah, I get excited for everything that comes next. And just appreciative of you making the time for here today, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate you. We're probably going to shoot the next part after this, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, bro, just, you know what I mean? You're growing, I'm growing. Let's fucking grow, bro. You know what I mean? That's
I
what
love
life's
it.
about, bro. Let's blossom. Yeah, bro.
Lovely.
Yeah, bro.